There is a new way to invoke view components in ASP.NET Core 1.1. Let's mash on that.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ASP.NET Monsters. Today, Monster Dave is going to be taking us through a new feature released in 1.1, ASP.NET Core 1.1. You have all the bits. We were jamming on that in the last session, and today, Dave is going to take us through some of the funsies.
Yeah, and this...
Bring on the funsies.
The funsies.
I don't know where that came from, but here we are with funsies.
All right. So this feature kind of completes part of the vision that they had with view components. And what it is that we can now invoke view components as tag helpers. And before we dive into that, let's just do a really quick recap on what view components are. We have a couple of episodes that do a deeper dive into view components, so you can watch those. Well, if you want to learn more, we'll have those linked in the show notes. But the idea with the view component is you have a view component class here that in this case, my example is a what's new. So the idea being it would call out to some service to get some news articles. In this case, I'm just using genfoo to generate a random list of articles for me. And I'm passing in the invoke method here, I'm telling it the number of articles that I want. So just a very simple invoke method that returns a view. And then that view gets mapped over to here, which is just a razor view. And it loops over all the articles and outputs an unordered list. Now, previously, the only way to invoke these view components was to call component.invokeAsync, passing in the name of the view component, and then an anonymous object with all the with properties that map to the parameters for the invoke method that you're calling. And you had to call that asynchronously, so you had to do an await. And it was a little bit weird, especially when compared to tag helpers and how those were kind of a cleaner markup style syntax as opposed to switching over to C# to invoke it. So I'll just run this so you see the output.
Now we're going to look at why that, after you have a gander here, we're going to have a look at why that's as ugly as we think it is, because of the new terser syntax that we've got.
Yep. So there's my five articles that I asked for listed in a list. Nothing too fancy there. Now, to invoke these as tag helpers, the first thing we have to do is add the tag helpers from our current project. Same as we would do if we were implementing any other custom tag helpers. We just say star to say everything in this assembly. And the assembly name, so app web application lucky number 13.
I don't know about that.
I'm sure it'll work. What could possibly go wrong? Okay. Now that I've done that, instead of this, which I will comment out, I can now do what's new as a tag, but we have to prefix it with VC, so view component, and then the name of the view component. But what they've done is lower kebab case the name, meaning it's completely lowercase, and then anywhere where there was a break in the casing, you append a dash. That's the kebabbing portion of it. Love the name of that.
That's my favorite name of like Pascal case and Hungarian notation. No, lower kebab. That's awesome.
Exactly. And then same thing with any of the parameters that we're passing into the invoke method for that view component, we just list them as attributes on this tag. So that should be it. If I run this now, I should get 20 articles instead of 5. And there we go.
Beautiful.
That is a view component invoked as a tag helper. Now there's a piece of this that isn't quite working yet because the tooling for .NET Core 1.1 isn't quite there yet, for ASP.NET Core 1.1. We should get full IntelliSense here, but we don't yet. I'm in using Visual Studio 2015. This may or may not work currently in Visual Studio 2017, but the intention is for it to work properly eventually, but we would get full IntelliSense support here. It would actually recognize that we had a view component named What's New, and it would auto-complete that for me. It would also suggest attribute names for all of the parameters to that invoke method. And then we would actually get full IntelliSense here because it would know that it's an integer. So if I do a control space, it would autocomplete to maybe or auto-suggest things from my model that were integers. I would get the red squigglies if I tried to fill it in with something that wasn't an integer, that kind of thing.
Right, and it would do other things as well, like enumerations and things like that. If those, and so if you could actually go back for a second there, you had the previous definition, you had shown like the anonymous object and whatnot. Where was it? There it is. Right. So rather than using, you know, likely behind the scenes, well, I mean, it's going to happen anyways, but rather than having to punch in a string name as the class that needs to be created, you can actually now, you know, when the tooling catches up, we're going to be able to use IntelliSense and have something that's actually going to give us compile errors if we run into something that's not properly named.
Yeah, because I could do this and I wouldn't know until runtime that that was a problem.
Right.
Once the tooling catches up, as you said, here we'll be able to, it will know if I try to set that incorrectly or if I don't have the required parameters set.
And
now,
as you've stated
before,
this will
continue to work, so you can still use the old way.
Yeah, and as you said before, though, this takes away some of that visual flipping back and forth between alternating C-sharp and HTML-ish looking markup. So this also simplifies our view and makes it a little bit easier to look at.
What will be interesting, and I don't know if there's any, if there's been any thought into what happens if I do this.
I imagine it will get eaten by the tag helper.
I expect it to get eaten by it, but I wonder if there'll be a way to kind of pass that in to a view component.
And use that as content.
Scenarios.
Yeah.
Some child content that could be placed somewhere inside that view component. Could be interesting.
I'm curious to see as to whether or not you're going to try and run that now. see what it does.
Exploring on the fly. I literally just thought of this now. So.
Doesn't look like anything. It looks like it ate it. Okay.
Yeah, it did.
Well, awesome. Thanks very much for tackling this one, Dave. We're going to keep exploring the 1.1 features as we have a chance to. So please, as always, like, comment, share, and if you've got questions, ask them down below. And anybody who does, we are down to now what we are considering a very limited edition set of stickers. You can see here, this is the pile. So that's all we've got left. So
when
if
we
you
started,
would
this pile was as tall as James.
Oh, ouch.
We had a lot of stickers.
Or you were saying I was short, which may or may not be true. Anyways, for those of you who do comment, if we read your comments, answer your questions on the show, we are going to connect with you on Twitter, get your personal deets, and fire some of those stickers your way. Thanks very much, everyone, for joining us, and we will see you on the next edition of the ASP.NET Monsters.